Youth and early adulthood can be a challenging time, especially when you're not yet established in your career and your life path, or when you're looking for a new start. People who find themselves in this position will do well to stay with us today and hear about one organization that is working hard to help young people to find their way. Stick around. This is about Townshippers. I'd like to welcome to the show the General Director of the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi de la MRC de Coatzcoeck, Catherine Carrion, and her colleague, Cynthia Patterson, who is an employment counselor at the CJE. Catherine and Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being here with us today to let the English-speaking community in the area know a little bit more about the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi of Coatzcoeck and the kinds of services that you offer. First off, could you please introduce yourselves, tell us a little bit about your backgrounds and your roles at the CJE de Coatzcoeck?
Yeah. So I am a special care counselor. I started at the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi 6 years ago, going on my seventh year this year. Before, I was in the Val-du-Lac detention units before I started at the Carrefour. So I've always been interested in youth. And I think that's where my passion started when I was in those units, working with them all the time. I was more like the support for them. So when I got the job offer at the CJE, it was like in just a normal continuation of my professional career. So now I'm still here and after so many years and still counting.
Still working with youth.
Oh, yes.
Lovely. And Catherine?
Yeah, I'm Catherine. I'm the general director of the Carrefour for, I've been here for a little more than a year now. I was in my youth studying to be a teacher, but life got me somewhere else. I worked for many nonprofits for the previous years, mainly in agriculture. Actually, but I've been always interested in the development of youth. So here I am now.
Well, I think we may get into the agricultural sector in our discussion on employment in Coatzcoeck in the future. Very interesting background, Catherine. And in the year that you have been here as the director, how have you found it? What is something that has been surprising to you about working in the employment sector here in Coatzcoeck?
Oh, well, what's surprising to me is how different the path can be for every young people we met here. And we do have to put many different actions in place to be able to help every one of them with their own different, I don't want to say problems, but what they live, their pathways. Yes, they have different situation. And even though they all live in the same city or the same place here in Coatzcoeck, they do have different situation to deal with. So, yeah. This is it. We have really to be creative and to put many different actions in place in order to be able to help the most we can.
Yeah, everybody thinks they have an opinion from reading some articles about what the youth in, say, Estrie is going through, but it's very different working on the ground with people every day. You see the diversity, right?
Yeah, and they struggle a lot, and people don't know that, but you struggle a lot. They have been struggling for years, and even though I've been here in my position as a director in Carrefour, I've been around, like I've been on the board of the organization for 10 years too, and I've been seeing for the 12 past year how the youth in our region is just struggling more and more every year.
That's a very sobering realization, but it's something that you at the CJE are working very hard towards.
Yes.
Towards helping.
Oh, yes. Yes. We try to do the best that we can. And we've been here for 25 years, a little more than 25 years now. We'll be there for as long as we're needed.
Wonderful. What is the mission statement? What is the goal of the CJE of Coaticook for those who are not super familiar with the CJE?
Yeah. So the mission statement is to support and guide youth from 15 to 35 years old in the Coaticook area. So we have like a big area to cover, and we help with their social and economic integration, helping them on their path to employment, back to studies, or any other life projects. Hmm. So that's really globally our mission statement of the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi.
Incredible. And there's Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi in other MRCs in Estrie as well. Just so you know, our listenership is all over Estrie.
Mm-hmm. And we are working with every one of these Carrefour too. Like we are on a big network, working with each other. And it's a wonderful network, actually. And I'm happy to be able to say that every youth in Quebec have access to a Carrefour somewhere in their area.
Yeah. So like as much as we're going to get into what employment is like in Coaticook, as much as this is going to be a specific discussion about Coaticook, a lot of what we're going to talk about, I think, is going to have applicability to people who live in all across the Eastern Townships.
Yep. We do work differently, but we follow the same goals.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. Could you go in and describe what the employment market looks like in Coaticook?
Yeah. So as people know, Coaticook is often referred to the ice cream place or the Parc de la Gorge, Forêt de Lumina. So during this summertime, we're very touristic region. So a lot of customer service, looking for students in order to work in these jobs. We also have a lot of manufacturers, like wood manufacturers, can I say? Mm-hmm. So, and kitchen cabinets makers. So we have like diverse kind of businesses around. But right now, what we're seeing here in Coaticook is they're more looking for like employees who have like a small qualification. So when I'm talking about a small qualification, I'm not talking about a college university degree. I'm talking also like a vocational studies. So they're really looking like something like that. I have an example like electromechanic that works with on the machines, like repairing them. So I know that there's a big demand right now for this job right now here in the mm-hmm. region.
So people who are studying at a vocational school in any of these in-demand fields, maybe could think about moving to Coaticook.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if they want to, if there's any youth in every other parts of the region or even further, we also help youth to move here if they need to.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a Place aux Jeunes representative? Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, Florence.
Ah, yes, yes. So that she would help with getting people accustomed to Coaticook and what it's like to live there.
Yes.
And how is it right now for, you know, we're coming out of the summer season. Is there still a big market for tourism going into the winter season in Coaticook?
Like, for sure, it slowed down, but there's always like job opportunities. Like at the customer service. So right now it's slowing down, but we still have some demands on that.
And how much demand do you find? Well, I know it's coming to the end of the season as well, but in the summer season, do you have a big, and in the spring and fall, do you have a big demand for agricultural workers?
Less than before, because farmers rely a lot on foreign employees, people from Mexico, Guatemala, and it helps them a lot with having people that stay on the farm. So less than before, but still there is job opportunities on farms. Yeah. And not only in the summer, but all year long.
All year, okay. You not know? Not only in the summer, because there's...
A little more, but not that much.
Yeah, because there's greenhouses, farms, and things like that, yeah, that keep running.
And mainly, the agriculture here in the Quaticook area is mainly about dairy farms. They are the majority of the farms here are dairy farms, and they operate all year.
They operate all year, indoors, big barns. And some, I imagine there would be some, also some demand for skilled people in different vocational, like you had mentioned, vocational fields in the farms as well, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we do have here a vocational school in Quaticook that teaches many different jobs of in agriculture. So animal production, field production, also farm mechanic, all that stuff. So, yeah, we do have people that, who are educated here in those fields. We're lucky to have that. That's cool.
It's very lucky to have it. What school is that?
The CRIFA.
The CRIFA. Okay, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'm familiar. I was wondering what kind of, you mentioned, you alluded to this earlier, Catherine, but what kinds of challenges do your clients typically face with finding employment at the moment?
Sometimes they just have a hard time to find their place in the job market. Sometimes they're just not ready to get a full-time job, but there's not that much part-time jobs offered to them. Sometimes they just need more time, but employers don't have all the time in the world to get them on. And also, they have a hard time managing their budget too sometimes. So they arrive here, they get to us in an extreme need for money, like they are starving sometimes. And well, they wait sometimes too long before asking for help. And so when you're starving and when you don't have enough money to pay a rent, finding a job is hard. And that's where, Sinia, actually, I'll let you go on that subject because you are the expert with these young people who really fight to get a job and to get their life back together.
Exactly.
Could I ask you, Cynthia, actually, do you ever work in these kinds of situations where somebody is coming who is having a hard time paying for food, or they're having a hard time paying their rent, they're having a hard time with the foundation that they need in order to get to a job interview and in order to get started in back into or into for the first time the labor market? Other organizations that you work with to kind of refer people to or to help them with these base needs?
We see them a lot. And like Catherine said, they most of the time they come and get help once it's they're very far along in their so what we help doing is really evaluate their needs and make sure that everything is touched, and we collaborate with, this is the best thing about Quaticook, is that all the organizations work together in order to have the well-being of the youth like at his best. So we, let's say somebody comes for food and they don't have anything, like we ask the Centre d'Action Bénévole if they can prepare like a basket, like a food basket, like urgent food basket that can be delivered the same day. We help with financial needs. So we have a big, a nice collaboration with every organization here in Quaticook in order to offer the best support for the community.
So if you're the first point of contact, the first organization that somebody has reached out for when they're reaching out for help, you're able to help them not just in finding employment.
No, exactly. We do a lot, like just make sure that everything is assessed, just to make sure that we don't miss out on anything, because when it will come to the point of going back to school or employment, we want to make sure that that person is stable in order to be able to maintain their job, or so that they don't come back to the same pattern. It's just like a never-ending circle. That's not the point. So that's why I want to make sure that the foundation is as hard solid as it can before even presenting them to work or back to studies.
For somebody who is just hearing about the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi, who is asking themselves, maybe listening here, what can you help me with exactly? Like, what are the services?
Okay. So the first thing is that we're open to anybody that is 15 to 35 years old. So we're the first door. Somebody have any questions about anything, we're the first thing that they should be thinking about. CJE, mm-hmm. I'll go ask and they maybe can refer us. So we're like the the primary door, the like to everybody in that age range. Mm-hmm. That's the important thing. So, and we go, and the fascinating thing is that we take the time and personalize every intervention to ensure that everything is in place in order to get the best results for the client. And we never rush either. We take the time with them because some come from a little bit further than some are close to employment or studies. Some are very far, have been isolated for many, many years. So we take the time with them and adjust to the different realities. And I think that's what makes the CJE so special, because everything is so personalized and so unique that it's never going to be the same with one client to another.
Hmm. You give a lot of one-on-one help?
We do one-on-one mainly, but also for some people, it may be more helpful to work in groups so they get to interact with people and socialize. Because Cynthia said this earlier, but some people that we see are very isolated and they have been for many years sometimes. So, yeah. They get to socialize in our group activities. We do work with them on every single step on their life project. So it could be in our autonomy programs that we start with basic social aptitudes to work with them. And then we call it pre-employment, but Cynthia is doing that a lot, but helping them develop capacities to be able after that to enter the labor market. We also have clients who just want help to make a resume, and that's okay too. Sometimes they just need one or two meeting with us. We help them make the best resume, and it's their only need, and that's okay too. We help them with school. We have a school here in the Carrefour for kids who were about to drop out of school. So we have them here in the Carrefour in a school called La Boussole, the compass. And we also help people with Place aux Jeunes to make friends here in Quetigook if they come from other places. And we are in the schools teaching kids about managing between school and jobs. We make many activities. So just to be sure that they know we exist, and when further in life they need us, well, they know they can come here. It really covers a large portion of all the life projects
And, of youth. And can somebody just come in your door and ask for help Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Could somebody access computers as well if they don't have a computer at home in order to make a resume, for example?
Yeah, we do have a computer that is available to the clientele, so they can just come in and use it as they wish. And we have so many different ways of communicating in order to get help. I know some people don't like coming in person, asking for help. They better do it not. So on the internet, you can actually write a couple of information and we'll call you back. We have also all our Facebook page that you can go get some help from there. You can actually call us or come in person. So there's many different ways to actually come and get some help at the CJE.
And I understand, Cynthia, I mean, we're here speaking English. I understand that you help some clients in English. Are most of your services available to English speakers who may have limited French?
Yeah. So all the services are offered in English. The only one that is not is more the guidance counselor. But if there is somebody that is English speaking, we will always take that person anyways, and we will just refer them directly to the right services. But everything in employment, pre-employment, all of that is all, I'm mostly the one that take them into my case. So I'm really open to have all English speaking community, because we have like a big population. We have 11% here in Quaticook. So I know that they're out there. So we just have to make sure that they know that we do offer this, like the services in English, and that we speak it well, and that we can understand them, and that it is available.
Yeah, because I know some English speakers who live in the region feel nervous about coming and talking in an institutional setting where with people they don't know yet, they're not sure. I know some people feel scared.
And we understand that, because we would feel the same in the reverse situation. That's why Sonia is a really valuable asset for our team. Yeah. And she not only is coming from the English-speaking community herself, but she studied her job in English too, so she really knows deeply how to interact with people in their own language. And this is very important to us, to be able to offer these services with someone who really deeply understands their situation.
Even if you do speak French, it can be nice to be able to speak in your mother tongue if you're talking about, you know, vulnerable things that you may feel vulnerable about. Such an amazing set of services that you offer, because obviously we can go over all of the services, there's many of them, but it sounds like what you're offering is kind of a safe space, a safe haven for people to come who are in a hard place, going through some difficult times, and that's incredibly invaluable.
People don't really know that, but they actually can just come. We have a orange couch.
orange room.
And people can just come and be there and do nothing, and that's okay.
That's really great, especially for youth who, you know, want to get away from home. Or do you have a lot of people coming through, clients and hanging out?
More and more. Yeah. It's not known that much because it's kind of new anyway. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to put any pressure on anyone to come anyway. Yeah. But some people who know that exists, they come.
Oh, yeah.
Those who need it.
Bear with me for a moment. We're going to take a quick break and listen to a couple songs, and we'll be right back with Catherine Quirion and Cynthia Patterson from the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi of Quaticook. And we're right here on CIDI 99.1 FM and CJMQ 88.9 FM. And this is On and On by Erica Badu. Mm-hmm.
Day. Peace and blessings manifest with every lesson learned. If your knowledge were your wealth, then it would be well earned. If we were made in His image, then call us by our names. Most intellects do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same. Oh, oh no, no, no. Day. The man that knows something knows that blocks to the god job.
Speaker looking for information on the services, programs, and activities available to you in Eastern Townships? Well, perhaps you want to stay up to date on the government policies and legislation that affect you, your family, and your community. Well, if so, Townshipers Association can help. You see, we've been supporting the English-speaking community since about 1979. So to learn more about the many different resources in the townships, visit our website, townshipers.org. You can find us on Facebook, and you can discover a whole lineup of videos on our YouTube channel. And of course, you can tune into our weekly episode of About Townshipers on CIDI 99.1 FM on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. And if you're in the CGMQ 88.9 FM broadcasting area, well, you can listen on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. or on Thursdays at 4 p.m. And if there's an organization, a service, or a program you'd like us to talk about on the show, well, just send us an email, ta@townshippers.org. Whether you're a townshipper for life or a townshipper for a day, we're happy you're there, and thanks for listening.
Our shade, blood burgundy. The way that we kiss isn't like any other way that I be kissing. When I'm kissing, what I'm missing, won't you listen? Brown sugar, babe. I guess high up your love, I don't know how to behave. To me, you love me right down to my knees, and whenever you let me hit it, sweet like honey when it comes to me. Skin is caramel with the cocoa eyes, even got a big sister by the name of Chocolate Top. Brown sugar, babe, I guess high off of love, don't know how to behave.
got me open, now I want some more. Always down for all my nauseous wine, but I think I'm here to solo. Hold my niggas don't mind. Stick out my tongue and I'm about ready to hit this gritty, pretty bitty with persistence. Yo, I don't think y'all hit me. Brown sugar, babe, I guess high off of love, don't know how to behave.
Well, welcome back. That was On and On by Erykah Badu and Brown Sugar by D'Angelo. We're talking here with Catherine Querion and Cynthia Patterson from the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi of Coatzcook. You're listening to CIDI 99.1 FM and CJMQ 88.9 FM. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. And we've been talking before the break a little bit about generally what you offer to people, residents of the Coatzcook area, what you offer to people who are looking for work or who are looking for help. But I would like to zoom in a little bit more and understand a little bit more of a, maybe you can walk us through, Cynthia, of a typical client journey, like their first contact all the way to achieving a goal. Maybe you could draw from some of your experience, obviously without saying anyone's name.
Of course. So we have so many stories, but like one big example was somebody that just came back from psych ward from another region. She came back here because some of her family members were here in Coatzcook. So she had no place to go. She packed her life all in her car, came back here with nothing. What she did was trying to have services from the hospital, but there's a big waiting list. So they were just like, okay, yes, but we'll see you a little bit later. We'll call you when we're ready and not your name. So she dropped here in the CJA. It was like, I really need help. Somebody needs to help me, crying. So we took her right away, assessed her all her needs. So the first thing, she was just like, I'm here. I'm able to stay part-time at a family member's house, but not long ago. So I really need like to find a job. So I was like, okay, perfect. So we'll try to see if like mentally she's okay to actually make it to work. She started in medication, so I just want to make sure that her budget was correct also to make sure that she's able to buy all the medication to ensure her stability. And what was going on is that where she was actually living, since we have like a rural area also in Coatzcook, so we're not just really concentrated in Coatzcook, we have like all different MRCs all around, she was living more outside of town. So she really needed her car for transportation, but we were winter and she only had summer tires. So looking for a job was something because like you can get arrested or anything if you get caught. So what I did, what my part was actually trying to help her find a job. And she got insight on a place that was actually looking that was quite far away from Coatzcook. So what I did is that I accompanied her to her interview. in order to help her see if that was a possibility, because she did have a transportation. It was just more the winter tires. And while she was in her interview, we actually were able to work with the community and found cheap winter tires that were used winter tires that the community was able to say, like, okay, we'll make a payment plan, like, very low. Once she gets her job, we'll be able to arrange something, but no worries, no hurry. So it was really nice to see. And she actually got the job. She got her winter tires on and she started a couple of days after the interview. So everything was so fast and quick that it was like, okay, she came to Quaticook with her life packed in her car, not knowing where she was going, to finding a job, and like everything was just put into place. So this is one of the example of just somebody just knocking on every door, trying to see who was able to help her. So this was a very short, in a short amount of time, but we do have clients. I just finished following a client that was like, she's been in our services for a year, very isolated, never met anybody. And during her workshops, she met some friends. So she actually made friends that she see outside of the CJE and was able to enroll in the part-time job, which is very good for her because she was struggling with mental health and everything. So it's a very big achievement for her. So I'm very excited for that. But these are two small examples of little success stories that we do here at the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi.
Oh, that must be very fulfilling for you when you help somebody get a job? And
it is. And that's what's so practical about Quaticook, is that we work with the community and the community is there to help, like the youth. So like the example of the winter tires is such a good example of how the community wants to help the community. So it's just like, it's really amazing. And we have that chance of having this nice collaboration with everybody.
Yeah. You know, all coming together and provide, like, helping to provide. That sounds very, almost a little bit overwhelming if you have a client who comes in with all of these needs. And it sounds like you kind of need to, am I right that you need to kind of triage everything and make it like, okay, what's the biggest priority here? And we tackle it like one at a time.
Yeah. And that's why the first meeting is really a need assessment, just to make sure that we have everything, went through everything. And the particular thing is that we follow what the client wants. Maybe it's not what we want and what we see, like the normal action plan. But if the client was like, yes, I want a job, this is what I want. Okay. But I have to make sure like the medication is good, you have access to it and everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we really follow the client. It's on a volunteer base being here. So we really follow the client. So that's why they feel understood and which help us in our relationship.
So it's not just what you think is the priority. This is like a collaborative effort to create a plan to move forwards and then to assess what the priority is together.
Exactly. For sure, I will give my recommendation. But if it's not what they see and what they feel is prioritized, we'll just follow what they see as a priority.
That's a great way of going about it. And that's a good precision that you included there, Cynthia, that it's not a top-down process, that you're there as a collaborator, not as somebody to tell people what to do.
Exactly.
Our goal is to help them be autonomous.
Autonomous,
yeah. And so we just give that little push that they need, but to do it by themselves, because that's what being an adult is, and we want them to be better adults, actually. And be the adult they want to be.
You provide resources, including help, but you don't do it for people. Oh, that's an important precision as well. So it sounds like you deal with, this has kind of come up, like a diverse set of needs. Like, it's extremely varied. How do you go about tailoring your services for different needs? Like, are you able as a team to be flexible enough to pretty much to deal with just about anything?
Yeah, the team is actually the answer. We are 8 people here in the Carrefour, and we all have different skills and different ways to approach people. And yeah, I think the team here is really the key to help every one of the clients what they really need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have different expertise too. Like Cynthia, you are a special care counselor, but we have different, social workers,
guiding counselors.
Yeah, career counselors.
Mm-hmm.
And a teacher, all that, these different expertise and these different way of approaching people is, I think, the key.
So you have a social worker in house, so you don't need to refer people necessarily to the CLSC, or do you sometimes?
Oh, we do a lot, because if we wouldn't refer people to other resources, we wouldn't be enough people here to help everyone. So yeah, we do refer a lot, even though we have a lot of skills here in the Carrefour.
Yeah. You have a dynamic team, but 8 people is, there's a lot of people in Coatzacoalcos. 8 people for all of them it's a small team still.
Yeah, and we do have partners everywhere in town who are experts at what they do. If we have a client who is struggling with mental health, well, we have an organization here who is specialized, L'Éveil. In mental health. So we'll refer to them. And if we have someone who is struggling finding food, well, there is a food bank here at the Centre d'Action Bénévole.
Mm-hmm.
We will send him there and help him get there too. But Cynthia said it earlier, but one of the best thing we do is working with partners in the community. And they do that with us too. Like they refer people here, we refer people to their places, and that's how we do it in Coatzacoalcos.
Well, I've been at one of the consultation table meetings with you and with some of your peers in different organizations in the Coatzacoalcos area, and it is amazing how well you all come together and assess. For people that don't know, the different organizations like the CJE and others in the region come together and discuss these problems. It's not just, you're focusing on employment. It's an ecosystem, right?
Yep.
The health of one area is very integral to the health of another, right? How do you get youth engaged? Like, I know that's one of the areas that can sometimes be challenging. I've spoken to teachers who sometimes have a challenge getting youth to get engaged and proactive in their own lives. How do you get youth engaged?
Well, the first thing is that I still come back to, we personalized everything. So once it comes from them, they have a bigger chance of engaging themselves. Because if we try to put something on them, let's say you have to do this, you have to do this, there's a bigger chance of them to refuse. But right now we're starting from their project, their ideas, their needs, in order to be able to help. So that really helps with their motivation levels and their implication in the community.
And Catherine, I think you mentioned you go to schools as well. Do you give presentations at schools?
Yes. Our colleague Sarah is the one who's doing that, but she's doing many kinds of presentations in all the high schools of the area. There's 3 high schools in Coatzacoalcos, plus the vocational center too. So she gives presentation on social skills, on managing through school and job. She's also helping individual students who are struggling with staying in school, actually, so they do not drop out of school, or to have a plan in case they do drop out of school. And our different presentation can be tailored to the need of the class, so teachers are welcome to call us and ask us what the need of their students are. Because we can totally adapt our presentation to their needs, actually.
I want to ask this to both of you to give maybe a different answer. But for any young people who may be listening, what's one piece of advice that you would offer to them if they're looking to enter the workforce and develop their careers?
One thing that I would say is actually, we are the door to all 15, 35. So just a knock. Just come to the DCJ and see what can be offered. Just take that step in order to see what can actually happen. That's the best advice I can say. Mm-hmm. Don't hesitate to go and get help and actually come and see what they can get out of it.
That's great advice. Take the first step.
Yeah.
And Catherine?
Yeah, I would tell them to, well, it can sound cheesy, but to follow their heart and their desire, like not to be afraid of their passions, to follow what their heart is telling them, because it's pretty much right. Mm-hmm. Many times. And if they don't try, they won't know what's going to happen.
People usually know what they want and deep down inside, right?
Yeah. And what's good for them too.
Yeah. Sometimes that's what a good counselor or a good mentor or is there to guide you toward, is to discover and understand, not to tell you what you need, but to help you to discover what you need.
Mm-hmm. Well said. You could give good advices to you too.
I'd like to ask this sometimes of, we're coming to the end of the show, but I'd like to ask before we say our goodbyes, for people who are coming into the Coatzacoalcos region, I sometimes like to ask people, what's your favorite place in the Eastern Townships? Either it could be anything, a place to go eat, a place to go watch a show, a place to go hike, a place to go play hockey or whatever. What's your favorite place in Coatzacoalcos? Or a place. It doesn't have to be your favorite.
It's hard. I know we both love that region, like with our hearts. I like to go on the top of Mount Hereford and see the fall leaves.
Oh, that would be the
best of views.
Oh, yeah. Orford? Or Hereford?
Hereford.
Hereford, sorry. Hereford is in Coatzacoalcos, of course. Orford is in
Hereford,
totally
and they just built a brand new tower that is magnificent.
I haven't been to Hereford. I'll have to check it out.
My best place? Well, today that's my best place. Maybe tomorrow I'd have a different answer.
I'll be there, maybe in the spring. Cynthia?
I'm a lot about sports. So
yeah?
Anything sports related. So if I'm not at a CJE, I'm whether at the arena, at our deck hockey center, mm-hmm. or at Act Spa. So there's a lot of places that you can actually like enjoy and have different activities. So mm-hmm. I'm all about these places.
Do you play hockey?
I do.
Where's the best place to go play hockey in, what's the best rink to go play hockey in your opinion in the region?
Well, in the region, there's a nice league in Lennoxville at the Bishop University, but there's a little, I play replacement in a little women's league here in Coatzacoalcos, but it's kind of nice. And there's Stansted also that I go replace as well. But at deck hockey, Coatzacoalcos has very nice also. So I have ice hockey and deck hockey as well. Play both.
Oh, right on. Right on. Thanks for letting people know who either want to visit the region or want to discover a new spot in Coatzacoalcos, and letting everyone know about the wonderful services that you offer at the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi. Thank you so much, Catherine and Cynthia, for speaking with us today on About Townshippers. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Nathaniel.
You've been listening to About Townshippers. Episodes are broadcast on CIDI 99.1 FM on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and again on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Episodes are also broadcast on CJMQ 88.9 FM Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and again on Thursdays at 4 p.m. A shout out to Yvonne Grandin, our show's technician and editor. We're really lucky to have him. In fact, if you like classic rock, check out his show, The Ivan Hour, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 p.m. on CIDI 99.1 FM. My name's Nathaniel Lamont, and this has been About Townshippers. Take care. We'll be right back.
children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go
every day, my mind.